Chapter 2. The Problem. 5 years ago, he began, I was in Warsaw, in Poland, for several months. I got to know a woman called Irene Adler there. She was an opera singer. She was very beautiful. I know now that she likes men to fall in love with her. She likes the power that this gives her. But I was a young man then, and I did not understand that. Wait one moment, please, Holmes said. Find the entry for Irene Adler in my index, Watson, he told me. On a bookshelf behind me were the large notebooks of Holmes's index. The books contained notes on hundreds of people that Holmes was interested in. The entries were arranged alphabetically by name. I took down the first book and quickly found the entry that Holmes wanted. I gave him the book. Irene Adler, he read. She was born in New Jersey, USA. She was the chief female singer of the opera companies in Milan and Warsaw. She has now retired from the opera companies, but she still gives concerts, and I see that she now lives in London. Holmes put down the notebook and looked at the king. Well, I think I can guess what happened, Your Majesty, he said. You were in love with Irene Adler for a while. You wrote her some indiscreet letters, and you now want those letters back. Am I right?
Yes, but how did you know?
The king began. Was there a secret marriage? Holmes went on. Is she your legal wife?
No, the king replied. There are no legal papers which can link her to me.
What is the problem, then? Holmes said. If she tries to blackmail you by making the letters public, you can say that they are forgeries. You can say that she has asked someone to steal your writing paper and a sample of your handwriting, and Miss Adler has copied it.
If she only had letters, I could say that, the king replied. But she has a photograph, too.
Anyone can buy a photograph of you, Holmes said. That doesn't prove anything.
But we are both in the photograph, the king said sadly. That is the problem.
Ah, said Holmes. You have been indiscreet. That is very serious.
I was young and I was stupid then, the king said, and I was only a prince. Now I am 30 and I am the king. I must protect my family's honour.